97 on the Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio this morning, joined today by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm back once again.
Yay.
I feel like being back again after being back sort of loses some of the flavor. But regardless, I do have some trends to talk about.
You're like Uncle Traveling Matt.
Uncle Traveling Matt?
Yeah, you go away. You're like, you send postcards. You come back. You're like, oh, man, Victor's back. And then he, like, goes off on another adventure.
And then I'm just gone again and sending you more postcards.
Dear Nephew Gobo.
I'll tell you what. As a special gift, I'm going to skip over this Kim Kardashian, everybody dunking for her, saying nobody wants to work for their success, straight on over to Jackson, Mississippi, where an assistant principal was fired after reading a children's book to a class of second grade students over Zoom. It looks like someone asked him to, read a book to a class of kids.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the book was I Need a New Butt.
One that won't spill?
I ended up looking up the book I Need a New Butt on Amazon, and it is a hilarious children's book premise where this kid sort of looks back at his butt and realizes it has a crack in it, so it must be broken.
Ah.
So he needs a new butt, and then it's just like childish humor rhymes of him like shopping for a series of new butts.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. He's got robot butts and dinosaur butts and all the different kinds of butts before he finally realizes that his butt is just fine
the way it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hilarious. And if you're going to read that book to anybody, it should probably be second graders. I don't know. I hope this assistant principal in Jackson, Mississippi gets their job back. I'm sorry that this is happening to you and that you're in national news. I shouldn't be hearing about a teacher in Mississippi unless they've really done something wrong is what I'm saying.
So that's also the thing. Like, we're hearing a lot about teachers who are getting dumped on and making the national news and having their jobs threatened and all of this and that. They're not doing anything wrong. Like, they're doing their jobs. They're reaching kids the way that they should be reaching kids, meeting them on their level and, like, going into the classroom and doing that work every day. And they're just getting so much crap for it, staying in the butt theme.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I had this when I was in London when like high school class trip, and we were in like some museum or other or bookstore or I don't know. And I found this book and I just fell in love with it and I had to buy it and I still have it somewhere. It's the story of the little mole who knew it was none of his business. And it's this like it's this kid's book about a mole who like wakes up, he pokes his head out of his little mole hole, and someone, he knows not who, just poops right on his head. And he's like, what is going on here? Because he's British. And he goes on this adventure around the animal kingdom to find out who did this on his head. And it's this fun book about like how different animals poop and what they look like, and you learn that. But it's also like this mole's walking around with poop on his head trying to figure out who did it, and it's like fun poop humor, but you're also learning about nature, and it's cool.
Yeah, I feel like you need that little element of crassness in order for something to be actively funny to a child, because something that is funny is engaging.
I mean, how many kids are listening more closely to this segment right now that ordinarily would just
tune it out?
Yeah,
because we're talking about butts and
poops.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Captain Underpants was a best-selling novel for forever.
There you go.
Pretty sure there's like a TV series or a movie or something in
a
the
movie.
Works.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, would you get fired for reading Captain Underpants? This, like acclaimed and loved children's book? I don't know.
In Florida, in Texas, in Mississippi,
in
apparently.
In Mississippi, I suppose. How much time do we have left?
We got like a minute.
All right. We're going to talk about a man that's very much in over his head. I'm going to choose this as our final story. A New York City man in Flagstaff, Arizona, was trying to summit Humphreys Peak and had to get rescued twice. One time, he just sort of got lost on the trail. It looked like his phone died. He was using, like, a trail app, and he was just like, well, I don't know where I am.
Right.
I better, like, call for some help. And it's winter in Arizona, which can be cold, especially at altitude, and he was definitely not prepared for that. So the next day, when he tried to summit again, he left super early so that he would have all the time in the world, and the wind kicked up and the weather got bad, and he had to get rescued again. And a couple hikers stayed with him and kept him safe, and they're interviewed by the AP in this story, and one of them is really nice, of just like, yeah, it was very apparent that he wasn't prepared for the climate that he'd gotten himself into, but I really respect his perseverance, and I hope that he's able to make it to the top sometime, which is a wonderful quote from a seasoned hiker talking to a man from New York City who seemingly just decided it was time to climb a mountain.
Maybe helicopter there next time.
Yeah, yo, you're from New York, you'll probably be fine. You can just take a chopper on up.
Or just ride the elevator up to the observation deck and just look out over the grand vista of northern Arizona.
The wonderful flat lands of Arizona.